Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 158 for Tuesday, November 25th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Tuesday following the advances seen in the Chicago soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $3 higher, January canola up $2.30 at $434.90 a ton. Continued slow farmer selling into Canadian cash markets was also underpinning values as producers continued to wait for better prices and the new tax year. Demand for Canadian canola remains solid despite the Yorkton crushing facility still being closed, which was also bullish. However, canola was lagging soybeans to the upside as traders were waiting for fresh news before making any big moves. The upswing in the value of the Canadian dollar, technical selling, and generally good conditions for South American soybeans were also bearish. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all moving higher. Soybean prices were anywhere from 10 to 17 cents higher, January up 17 and a quarter cents at $10.51 a bushel. Signs of continued strong demand for U.S. soybeans was underpinning the market, as the USDA showed weekly export inspections are up 52% compared to year-ago levels. Continued strength in the soy meal market due to ongoing worries about logistics problems and good demand for the product was also bullish. However, the large U.S. production seen this year was bearish, as there are ideas that Chinese demand for U.S. beans will start to slow down soon. Corn futures were up 4 to 8 cents, December contract up 7 and 3 quarter cents at $3.75 and a quarter cents a bushel, March up the same at $3.88. Signs of improving demand for U.S. corn, both on the export market and domestically, were lifting prices. Strength in the U.S. cash market as farmers remain reluctant sellers further underpin values. However, the large U.S. crop and an overall slow export pace so far this year were overhanging the market. Chicago wheat was anywhere from 7 to 10 cents higher, March up that 10 cents at $5.59.5 per bushel. News that the U.S. winter wheat crop is declining in condition due to cold-related damage to recently seeded crops last week was supportive. Steady commercial buying interest, slow U.S. farmer selling, and worries about poor wheat stands in Ukraine added to the bullish tone. However, U.S. wheat remains expensive on the global market as the U.S. dollar is still strong, limited the advances. That's a look at the ICE Futures, Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, November 25th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.